Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Sheep Get Sheared podcast. I'm your host, Austin Creed. My friends, I want to discuss a story and tie it into the overall theme of the sheeple dilemma. Now, those of you who listened to the show for a little bit of time may or may not be aware of the origins of why I call this show Sheep Get Sheared. The reason I say that is because there's a popular phrase called the sheeple. The first person I ever heard it from was Michael Savage, fantastic Radio Hall of Fame broadcaster. I listened to him when I was a kid. He's fantastic. But the whole idea of the sheeple are the people who act much in the same way that sheep do. And as somebody who is in the Eastern European theater right now, and I'm in a very high populated Muslim area, I actually saw a shepherd with his sheep when I first came into town. And the sheep were so weird. Now, I'll tell you this quick story. I'm in my bus. I'm going towards the main city. I'm on the outskirts of town. I see the shepherd. He crosses the street, right? And a couple of the sheep go with him. The others are just across the street. And as the sheep see more of them cross the street, other ones kind of straggle in and they slowly kind of trickle over to the other side, but they only cross the street when they see somebody else cross the street first. They never just cross the street on their own whim. They never do. Not that I've seen. If someone's a farmer and they've seen it, please correct me if I am mistaken. But I saw it and I was like, my God, that's exactly what people do. People do the same crap. They'll listen and they'll say, oh, well, this person did it, so obviously I can do it too. Or, oh my goodness, the leader that I like did X, Y, or Z, so therefore I should do it too. Like, people just do things without thinking about it. Like, why would I cross the street? Should I cross the street? What am I waiting for? Because they would block traffic. Like, there'd be cars going, and then the cars would have to come to a screeching halt when one or two of the lambs would dart across the street. The ewes or the rams would dart across the street. And then other ones would then trickle in behind them and almost get hit by a car. And I'm like, my God, this is the same thing that people do. They won't do something on their own. They have to wait for somebody else to do it. And then they'll be like, oh, it must be safe. I'll go do it. And so this is what I'm talking about when I talk about the sheeple dilemma. There are so many followers out here due to the brainwashing, the indoctrination, whether it be from the church, whether it be from the government via the public school system, or maybe it's a little more devious when it comes from the entertainment industry, the actors and actresses of Hollywood, the influencers on Instagram and TikTok. When you look at all these different factors converging on the single point of interest, meaning you, the consumer, you have to ask yourself, well, how do we get the world we're living in? Well, we kind of answered the question by giving you everything laid out before we actually asked the question. And so when we look at the problem with masculinity in this country, especially in America, or even in the entire Western world, quite frankly, I look here in the Eastern European border of Asia territory, and I honestly respect a lot of the men that I've seen thus far. Do I agree with them politically? Probably not. Do I agree with them religiously? Probably not, no. But guess what? Their children listen to them from what I've seen. The women respect the men. The other men respect the men. There is a hierarchy here of a social order that actually seems to work. Now, again, I'm not an anthropologist. I'm not an expert. But I just am a guy with the power of two human eyes, two human ears, and a big mouth. So, take that for as you will. But when we look at the Western world for a second, and we talk about the so-called toxic masculinity going around in the West, and then you realize that most men are raised by either A, single mothers, or even by B, their fathers just aren't around as much, whether they're working all the time and their teacher is probably a woman. As the clergy becomes more and more female, their pastor might even be a woman. They probably listen to women on the internet, and they women, not to say the women are a boogeyman, but to point out the lack of male leadership, of paternal leadership, and a lot of different families in different areas, in different states, in different countries in the Western world. And then you want to talk about toxic masculinity. How about we talk about the lack of it and the development of this sheeple dilemma that people are just followers, whether they're lemmings and they fall right off the cliff, or they're like the sheep in the example I gave, they just walk out in the middle of the street and hope the cars don't plow them over and turn them into roadkill. My friends, we really need to be honest with ourselves and ask, how did we get to this point? And not only do we, how do we get to this point, but how do we, you and myself as men who listen to this show, who want to be informed, who want to avoid being exploited, and who want to know reality, not the reality we like, not the reality that suits us, but the reality of the harshness and the bitterness and the rawest form we could possibly find. How do we avoid being sheeple that are going to be exploited, going to be used, and are going to be no different than the normies we put down? This is why I despise purple pill guys. I despise them because they pretend like they're the real McCoy, while on the flip side, they call you names like, you're not real enough. It's like the conservatives. A lot of conservatives want to talk about how, oh, you're not a real conservative. I'm the real conservative. I'm the real American. You're a good American. Yes, you're a good American too, Bob. Oh, yes, you, Harry, you're a good American. I'm sick and tired of that crap. Because it's so stupid. Instead of talking about what you're about, you want to put down other people or you want to make women look stupid. Let me tell you something. Making women look stupid doesn't make you look smart. That's number one. You might think I'm talking about one or two particular shows, and I may or may not be. That's up to you how you want to interpret that. I just don't see a point in talking about people in a negative way. It makes me sick when I look at the fact that a lot of people think that the red pill is about putting women in their place or talking about women are goofy, women are dumb, women are skeezers. That's not what this is about. We as men have more and bigger issues to worry about than what women are doing. Number one, gentlemen, let's clear the air when we talk about sheeple. Women are followers by nature. Now, have there been women leaders? Of course there are. But they are not the norm. And not only are they not the norm, but good female leadership is even more rare than that. And if you look at history, when women are in power, they're usually more warlike than are the men because they want to compensate for the fact that they're a woman and they probably have penis envy. Now, you disagree with me? Feel free to show me where I'm wrong. But that's why I don't get mad at them. There was a time where I did. You make no mistake. There was a time where I got mad at them. I was mad. I was upset. I was discontent. But now, my friends, look, I am so indifferent to it. Most of them are children with breasts. They require leadership like most men are betas and require leadership. And I don't get mad about it. It's like talking to a child. Am I going to get mad when a child is all screaming and crying in a department store? No, because I expect it. Just am I going to get mad if a skeezer is talking about how men need to pay this and men need to do that and step up and real men and blah, blah, blah? No. No. I don't get mad about it. I laugh. Because I'm like, well, you're going to be single and you're going to be childless and I'm going to see you in 20 years talking about where all the good men. And it's so predictable. The script writes itself. I did a little speech a couple days ago about how I went to a museum called the Museum of Broken Relationships. And I laid out for you guys how every single one, without fail, not all of them were about men and women dynamics. But the ones that were, without fail, it was alpha widowed by Chad. I was chasing Chad, he didn't commit to me. I was chasing Chad and he had multiple women. I was chasing Tyrone, but Tyrone... he imprinted me, but then I couldn't lock him down. Like, the whole thing was page after page after exhibit. It was the same crap. And that's why I don't get mad about it. I just accept it. This is what it is. This is the game. This is why I don't preach relationships. This is why I'm never going to get married myself. Because everybody wants to find the exception. Just like everybody wants to find the one sheep, wants to be the one sheep that doesn't follow. People want to be the exception. They always go away thinking they're the exception, but then they look at the statistical data and it tells a different story. So when we get to this dilemma of people being so sheep-like, it's because most men are being led by women who don't know how to lead themselves. Most men don't even know how to lead themselves, frankly, but women are even worse than that. They know what they want in the moment, but that's really about it. Now, are there exceptions? Duh, and or hello, do I even need to tell you that? Of course there are. I hate it when people go on to their show and they make a great point, and then they are like, and they start like shuffling. They start like doing like a Michael Jackson moonwalk backwards on what they just said so they don't seem like they're a bad person. It's so stupid. But anyways, okay, I gotta ask you guys a question. Does it bother you that I go on these tangents? I'm actually curious because this is just how my mind works. My mind works by going down little tangents and rabbit holes, and then I come back to the road I was on, then I go off and I smell a rose over here and I come back. I go over and I see a really cool bush and I come back. That's kind of how it works. It's like, just picture the whole show as a little walk down a dirt road, and there are little turnoffs here and there, and then it's like a roundabout that comes back. That's usually how the show works. It's called a stream of consciousness, and it's kind of a dead art when you listen to other people on television, on radio, on podcasting, and all they do is they talk about the same thing for like 2 hours, and they have a guest on who they want to seem like they're talking about something interesting, when it's just the same crap, and I get bored, and I'm like, oh, you're still talking? Okay. Look, I'm not trying to knock anybody. Truly, I'm not. This is just the way my mind operates. But, you know, going back to the followers, there's so many men who are followers, and there's a saying that says that hard men create good times, and then good times create weak men, and then weak men create hard times, and then hard times create hard men, and then hard men create good times. There's a circle, a pattern. What Mufasa might call the circle of life. And the reason I bring up Mufasa is because I love him as an example of what the strong masculine figure is supposed to be. And a lot of men don't have that. Whether it's their mother couldn't lock down Giga Chad or Tyrone or Chad or whoever because their mate selection process was terrible. And then the man end up having to look up to guys who are been skinny popped in the street like Tupac or Biggie, and then or even these skinny white boys who act like they're gangster rappers and they're not, and they kind of uplift the villain, the archetype, and they end up being a pookie or whatever. This is what the follow culture is. When you look at the fact that the record labels who create the most vile garbage imaginable about being a fake gangster and I run the streets and I'm a pimp and whatever, that they also own the prison industrial complex, lock, stock, and barrel. They own the prisons. They own the transporting to the prisons. They own all that stuff. And they also own the record labels that produce the gangster rap music that you guys like to listen to in the gym like I do. You really don't think that's all connected? But again, this goes back to the dilemma of people being sheep, and they don't do their homework. They don't look up why things happen the way they do. They just seem to be a victim all the time. You ever listen to these people be victims? When they walk in the city, that's like me walking into a bank robbery and then being mad that I got held up for my money. It's like I walked in the situation knowing that it was a real possibility and then I got robbed. And it was like, wow, no kidding. And the same way that a lot of people walk into stupid situations, whether it's their health deteriorates, they don't have the relationships that they want, they don't have the connections that they want, they don't have the body that they want, whatever, and then they want to sit here and complain about how it's racism or it's homophobia or it's whatever. Look, are there elements of stuff like that in the society? Yes. Duh and or hello, of course there are. But is that the sole reason that you fail? No. No, of course it isn't. Because if it was, then how do you explain that somebody who has the same religion as you, has the same orientation as you, or the same race as you, has done the things you wanted to do and you didn't? Answer, because they sacrificed and you didn't. But again, nobody wants to be told this. See, when I was in the military, I didn't like to be told that I was no good, that I needed to learn, that I needed to shut up, that I needed to listen to what he was saying and whatnot. I didn't like that. But guess what? It made me a better soldier, it made me a better airman, it made me a better listener, it made me a better man. But a lot of dudes don't know how to shut the hell up and listen, because to them, they think they know everything because they watched it on TikTok, or they heard someone talk about it, or someone they liked talked about it, or an OG talked about it, and they listen to the one thing one time, and they think they know everything. Well, this is the problem. Amongst multiple different issues that contribute to this sheeple dilemma that we're talking about. But my friends, the only way we get past this is we need to understand the fact that we don't have all the answers, and that you put yourself at a disadvantage when you think you know everything, and you think that this doesn't affect you. You think that, oh, I'm not going to be directly affected by this because I already know what I'm talking about. Or I don't need a masculine figure in my life because I have this ex-influence person, or I have an ex-holy book, and it automatically saves me. Like, have you ever listened to these single mothers? They talk about how they go to the church and they're like, oh, God's the best father. I don't need a man to abuse me, to treat me like garbage. I'll just go have God raise my kid. Oh, that's worked out well. Just look at the fact that most single mother raised men go to jail. That's worked out well. But again, this all goes back to the dilemma of people being followers and they don't want to lead. Everybody wants the backseat drive and nobody wants to lead. Nobody wants to make hard choices because hard choices require accountability and you risk people disagreeing with you. You risk backlash for the things that you do. My friends, please let me know what you think on this issue, because at the end of the day, I can only speak from my perspective. I can't speak from your perspective, and you've probably seen things I haven't seen. Probably A, because I'm younger than you, or B, because I live a different life than you do. So if you're a single mother raised man, or maybe you're somebody who had a different life experience and you want to comment on the fact that a lot of people are followers and we don't have a lot of strong male leadership to look up to, and a lot of people want to pass the buck instead of actually solving hard problems, please let me know. I'd love to hear about it. But my friends, in the meantime, take care of yourselves. Always think for yourself. Please don't just listen to what people just tell you and just do it. Because if you want to talk about being a follower, I mean, my God, people don't want to actually think for themselves and think, oh, you know what, I'll outsource that. I'll let other people think for me because it's just too much work, or I don't know as much as they do, so therefore they know better than me. My friends, wise guy named Napoleon Hill, who I respect very much through his writings. I never met the man. He died a long time ago. But Napoleon Hill talked about the concept of outwitting the devil. And in his book, Outwitting the devil himself, or the character that Napoleon Hill created, has the following statement. He says that it's very easy for him to pick up where you left off on thinking for you, because then you do what he wants you to do. And it's very easy to control you going forward because you have no concept of resisting him. Because the only way to resist the devil, in his words, is to think for yourself and to not leave yourself open to a attack to a vulnerable place. And the attack won't just be a swift knock. It'll be a slow and subtle infusion. And before you know it, he'll have you thinking it's your idea to be complacent and be a loser. This is why I think it's important to think for yourself. Well, my friends, enough tangents, enough points. You take care of yourselves. I'm out. Peace.